Dr. Judy?
Yeah, hi, Ernie. How are you?
I'm more than wonderful. And you?
Oh, the disgusting. Why'd you have that on the radio so I could listen to that crap?
Oh, Fox? Yeah, whatever. We used to have a freedom-oriented whatever, but they just, I don't know, ran out of money, didn't get enough support or something, so the network just put on Fox, and that's one of the biggest complaints I get about the whole thing. Really?
Yeah, really? We're on Freedom's Phoenix, and he got that shit on the radio? Sorry, I won't cuss today.
Today. Kelly Gallagher is sitting in.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm good, honey. How are you?
Oh, I'm disgusted, but is the sound okay? Am I too loud?
No, it's good. I can
okay,
adjust.
Okay,
it.
Great. No, Kelly, Dr. Lori's stepson, I guess you call him, Renee's son, 19-year-old, died last night.
No way.
So please can you keep her in your prayers? And
yes. What happened?
We don't know. I had a meeting with her at 4:30 and she didn't pick me up. So I texted her and said, are we still going? And she said, oh my God, I forgot. It's been a big problem. You know, Bodie's really sick and I might not make it up there in time. And I called her when I got home from the meeting about 8:30 and she said, you know, she's literally somewhere near San Francisco. She didn't make it and he died.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. So it was a bad night, but at any rate,
wow. Damn. 19. Yeah. Damn.
Well, these masks are killing people. This situation is killing people.
Oh,
these kids
goodness.
Are going to drugs. The depression, the brain, this is nuts.
It
you know,
is
just
crazy.
Just listening to those commercials drove my inflammation up. It's tough.
So what are we going to talk about? Let's make a list and make sure we, you know, get what we want to do today.
It's all up to you, Ernie.
Well, I want to know what you want to talk about. You want to talk about the election, you know, whatever, Trump.
Well, yeah, we have to talk about the fraud in the election. And more importantly, hang on. Hey, Steve. I'm doing good. How are you? I'm on the radio. Can I? Yes, you may. Yep, it's all here. See you later. Bye. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, anyway, how busy are you now? I mean, they got you going and coming and everything?
Well, yeah, that's what we got going and coming. So, you know, the election fraud with, you know, what we heard, you know, just, you know, you're not the president-elect, number one. And number two, the president-elect doesn't just start moving in. You're not the president yesterday, and number two, and you're changing. And I heard, all the cases are going up again, and here's the fraud, and, you know, was on just we need to talk about. And now they're going to force restaurants to go outside again. You know, it's just like, you know, damn the torpedoes of all the data saying the exact opposite, full speed ahead. So I think
they wrote the script and they're going to stick to it.
They wrote the script and they're just going to keep going.
I want to throw up every time I hear another word like unity out of their mouths.
Right. You know, we're all in this together. I mean, we can't get, you know, so anyway, so those are the kinds of things I want to talk about. But it'd be fun if Kelly stays on, you know, that'd be fun.
I'll try to keep I'll try to just listen.
No, I will. I love it if you talk. Okay. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, she'll, yeah, she won't be able to contain herself.
I won't be able to contain myself.
There we go.
A lot of the Republicans repeatedly call the prostitutes faggots or start crying after they've had sex with them.
I suppose the prostitutes are shoring up on their politics so they can talk to the Republicans.
Ha ha, Andrea. What do you think this is, Pretty Woman? They're just there to get
right. Thank you, Marie Byron.
RNC's always a good time.
This is the Onion News Network. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Afeared, especially with Dr. Judy Mikovits. How can you be afraid when she's out in the up against the biggest, baddest guy? You know what? If I had to pick, you know, who my, you know, Goliath is that I'm going to go slay, I don't know if you can get a lot bigger than pharma. You know, that they're like, whoa.
The bad
gonna,
dragon.
You know, we're going to get it. Yeah, Kelly Gallagher's going to stick around. She knows Judy well. So, Dr. Judy, I want to get us started here with this from an activist in Michigan that we've been working with, making a bunch of signs on, you know, stop masking up and, you know, free thy mind and all this. He's doing a lot of stuff. And he goes, he lives right across the street from an elementary school. And he goes, it's so depressing watching children go to school across the street wearing masks. I want to put a sign up on my lawn where all can see masks deprive children of smiles or something similar. I'll pay for your IT guy to make me the template. Also ask him what he would recommend for a low-end template maker. Although, get his own laser. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's a thing, but we got 100-watt whip-ass. I mean, we did marble up here. You know, some of the kids came out and just show them how to do this, several techniques of how to make signs and do for whatever they want. And that's kind of what the Love Bus is about, is going around showing them how to do it. Well, what should we say? Hey, man, not my thing. You know, you do it. They have a bunch of different ideas for a lot of different issues. But here we have mask-deprived children of smiles. And life, and you know, emotional, mental health, and health, and so you just wrote a book on the masks. So, Dr. Judy, what would you say to families that are sending their kids all masked up to school?
Well, what the book says is these are dangerous. These are not only depriving kids of their smiles; they're depriving kids of oxygen. These kids, and all over we see this, these kids are in severe depression. That is from the brain inflammation from that molecule, that cytokine known as IL-6. What drives COVID-19? Those inflammatory, flame is in the middle of that word, you know, those inflammatory cytokines. IL-6 is one of the five that causes COVID. So these masks are absolutely causing these kids to get sick, to get depressed. You know, several are dying, running away, committing suicide. This is serious. This is killing your kids. It's not simply polite. It's not simply, the CDC just said yesterday or this morning, I read my text saying, oh, your mask, the mask protects the wearer and the mask protects each other. So what we've been hearing in this narrative since our book came out August 18th, where we actually describe safe masks, and those safe masks are denied the children. There are safe, effective masks to stop the spread of COVID. That clear mask known as Shield of Glory, that is clear that the kids aren't deprived of their smiles, that if they sneeze or cough, it's got an antimicrobial thing on the half shield that doesn't destroy their eyes, that sits out from their face so they can breathe. And those are denied, while the toxic blue surgical masks that are laced with Teflon, that are laced with metal particulates and fibers that can drive asthma into literally deadly asthma attacks. So I'd say to parents, these are deadly. Educate yourselves. Get, you know, we talk all the time. I can tell your listening audience, safe masks, not just that clear shield, but there are silver masks. They're not cheap. They're silver mesh. They don't block the oxygen. And the silver is antimicrobial and antiviral. So the solutions we're offering, should a mask be necessary to stop the spread of a virus? Remember, it's a chain link fence stopping a mosquito. Nothing changes. So we just don't change the narrative and say, oh, great, okay, fine, science be damned for 100 years. We're just going to force this. It's deadly, and it's destroying our country, and it's driving the so-called cases, and they're buckling down now. If you can steal election, if you can just walk in there and say, I'm the president, you know, we got a real problem in America.
Okay. I knew it'd come back to the election. Okay, here's my rant I've been wanting to do since last night, so I got it out of my system. You know, I'm thinking about, we had talked to Roger Stone several times, and my big thing I wanted to get to the president, and we're doing the Trump report and all that, is that if you're not dealing with this election fraud, you're just wasting my time. You know, this is not, if that's not on your radar screen, I don't know what should be. If you're looking for something that's in the national, you know, interest or national security level or whatever, I'm thinking it might be we just take over the country with a vote and a program. I'm going, this is definitely a thing. Well, and I go, if he hasn't done that, if he didn't take the presidency and use that position to do all of the, you know, the investigation and the exposing of all the stuff that needs to be done. If he didn't do that, then he's a freaking moron and he doesn't deserve to be there.
I hope he set a trap.
I don't think he's a moron.
I don't either.
I think he's done something. I think
I do too.
You know, I think that we're gonna get edumacated. You know.
But the question, Ernie and Kelly, is what do we do? You know, what does each individual, like, for instance, I just told everybody, you know, find out what a safe, effective mask is. We'll post it on Ernie's show, the second one. He's already got the Shield of Glory up there. I'll post you the link to the silver mask. I'll text it to Donna right now. Right. And what else can we do? So how do we go out there and say no more? Each individual who voted, whose vote didn't count, what do we do?
I don't know. What do you do, Judy?
Well, that's, you're supposed to know everything, Ernie.
I don't care. You know, I'm ignoring. It doesn't matter. You know, everybody's on my ass. You know, Ernie, you should have gone. Hey, man, I didn't care before the election. You know, I'm going to care after. You know, my whole thing was the election process. That's what I'm interested in. This has been my activist focus since the beginning for 30 years, is blah, 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 all you want. It doesn't matter if they're just, you know, pushing a button. The computer says, and this guy wins and sucks to be you. I'm going, well, why am I participating? Why am I giving legitimacy to this? Why am I, you know, supporting the beast that's devouring us? Why am I, you know, giving credence and legitimacy to something that's, you know, full of crap? I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. So this, when you come up, and especially in Maricopa County in Arizona, I don't think I know. A lot of stuff we know is from us, you know, doing a lot of stuff and changing laws and making it illegal for a lot of the stuff that they're doing right now.
Does that mean you vote or you never vote?
Oh, I don't vote anymore. Well, I voted in 18.
Okay. Well, wait.
I kind of voted.
Yeah.
I had Dr. Frank went with me to help me.
Oh, yeah.
He
okay.
helped me.
But, you know, Sandra.
I parked in the handicap zone.
Uh-huh.
And we walked in. And they go, well, you have to go by. I go, well, I need help. And they go, oh, okay. Here, help me, Frank.
You were a little disabled?
Yeah, I was disabled. I said, hey, here. Well, listen, so Frank, help me.
Sandra Bullock said if voting in that movie, our brand is crisis, which they buried. So it was around 2016. He said if voting worked, they'd make it illegal.
Wasn't that Goldman? You know, an egg, whatever. It's true. So, what if we made voting accurate? Can we keep it legal? We're going to find out here directly. More Dr. Judy Mikovits, just a little bit.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. Okay, a pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation. A difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown takes 10% is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Hey, Dr. Judy, how do you, I didn't do a proper introduction for you, but what are you going at now? You're an activist, a former whatever, a current something?
She's a rock star.
Yeah, I'm a badass rock star. No,
badass.
I'm not an activist. I'm not a former scientist. You know, I'm exposing the fraud in medical, and I'm not stopping with the research that shows how to solve these problems. We have simple solutions, and we could have stopped this COVID a long time ago. So I'm the same person doing the same thing I've always done, evaluating scientific literature. I'm moving forward technologies to heal, natural product therapeutics, endocannabinoids. Our new company is called Dr. J Solutions. Dr. J Solutions, and the website will be, it doesn't have one, but we're providing solutions. I'm sick of talking about the cause. We know the cause. It's a plague of corruption. Sorry, that's it. I'm trying to end the plague of corruption. That's our fourth book. Ending Plague, A Scholar's Obligation in an Age of Corruption.
When's that come out?
It's available for pre-order on Amazon right now.
Donna.
If you post a picture of it right now and people pre-order it, the same thing will happen that happened to Plague of Corruption. It went New York Times bestseller overnight, and they can't censor it because people are buying it. So, you know, so that's what we're doing. We're moving forward. Frank Rossetti is the highlight.
Okay, wait. We got 10 seconds. We come back. You can tell the all live audience. I mean, okay. You know, crap. You go, you know, download on me in the break. You know? All right. Hold on. Here we go.
This is the Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.FM.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800, 602-264-2800, and now, Ernest Hancock.
Stop calling that number. I'm not there. I'm going to have to change the rejoinder. We're on the road up in the Canadian border in Love Bus, a little old place where we can get together with Dr. Judy Mikovits and Kelly Gallagher, an activist on the vaccine, you know, one of the producers and stuff of Vax and Vax 2 and working on a bunch of stuff and, you know, mercury issues and retrograde. And that's how all of us start. You know, it's like birds of a feather. You know, they just kind of start coming together, overlap our abilities and go whip some butt. Well, Dr. Judy Mikovits, PhD, is spent her life training to be a research scientist to honor her grandfather who died of cancer when she was a teenager. Dr. Mikovits, got her degree in biochemistry and molecular biology from George Washington University, and over 35 years of understanding treat chronic diseases. She's studied immunology, natural products chemistry, epigenetics, virology, drug development, on and on and on and on. And what did she find out?
It's all a plague of corruption.
But she has, you know, wants solutions. You know, we already know she just beat this freaking corpse of a horse is bludgeoned and looked like a deer got hit by an 18-wheeler. And you go, you know, okay, we get it. We know what's causing it. We need to deal with solutions. And I just found Donna. Donna, if you're listening, Donna, you need to put the cover of the book up and the link to it, and you can order already. Dr. Judy's next book, what is it?
It's called Ending Plague. So our first book was Plague. Our second book was Plague of Corruption. And the third book is called Ending Plague, A Scholar's Obligation in an Age of Corruption.
Awesome.
And so what we're going to do, and the key to this book is the lead author. It's Francis William Rossetti, Dr. Frank Rossetti, my colleague of 37 years.
Oh, so he finally is coming out.
He's coming out?
Okay. Yeah, so, you blazed a trail right for him. Was he got cancer now or something?
Oh,
no.
Ernie's going to hell.
He's been writing this book forever, and in fact, he's already written a lot of it. So it's been up on Amazon.
Okay, but he's kind of been in the background letting you take the hits on this, probably helping and supportive and so on, but he's not the front guy. All of a sudden now he wants to write a book. You know, did you inspire him, threaten him, beat him, you know, promise him? I mean, well, why now? Yeah.
No, it's actually, better than that, because I didn't have to. And in fact, throughout this, you know, for instance, when all of this happened in 2011, he's the one that, you know, basically, if they take all of us out, we don't have anything to figure it out and fight. So Frank Rossetti behind the scenes has supported me the entire time. I'm full on bankrupt. Where do you think I get a credit card to go places around the world and promote the book? A little company called Mark Inc. that was the first victim of COVID right after Plandemic came out. They went after his family, you know, and we all know who they are. And so basically he said, okay, Judy, I have to close Mark Inc. So we closed it. And thanks to Plague of Corruption and Plandemic, so worldwide, people have stepped forward and handed me money in order to clear the debt that company has gained over the past, you know, 5 or 6 years it's been formed. Remember, I was held silent for 5 years. So the minute I could talk, we started the company and we started investigating. But Frank Rossetti never stopped. And Frank Rossetti never talked. And he's the dead man trigger. You can't kill either one of us. I guarantee you they're worried about this book because it tells all and then some.
And that is why you got that badass award, the Doctor to Rock, because you are such a badass.
Badass. And proud of it, too.
Now, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you listened to the last show. We had Dr. Judy in the after show, man, is a freaking string of profanity. If she's like, she goes into a bar and sailors come running out. I mean, you know, damn, she was pissed at, whatever, I share your frustration.
Yeah.
But this is a new thing for me. I did not know this. So when does the book, you can order the book now?
You can order the book now on Amazon. The cover is a nice green cover that we've been working on it for a long time. It's just, I guess we're just like President Trump. We're not going to show you all our hands.
Fire in the hole.
They just don't want you to know. It's by Dr. Francis W. Rossetti, Dr. Judy A. Mikovits, and Kent Eckenlively. It's a large part autobiographical of Frank. As you know, see, he's 78 years old.
And
when I tell the stories about, you know, Fauci, that was when I was in that lab, the Gallo stories. Mm-hmm. In fact, we had him in Plague of Corruption, and Frank said, take that out of there. That's my book. And I'm like, okay, good. So we did.
Well, then write it, damn it. You know, I'm glad Kent Eckenlively is involved in this. That means I can understand it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. No, and in fact,
it'll be Dr. Judy and Frank going back and forth, and how much bigger? No, I got a 15 syllable word.
I have a bigger word.
Yeah, my words. I got a $37 word. I'm Kent. Save me, man.
Remember, Ernie, the reason why, you know, the reason I started working for him on June 6, 1983. You know, I'm 25 years old. It's D-Day, so we always laugh about that. And since then he's been in purgatory, as he says. When I started working for him, I wrote down every word he said in a journal type notebook because I thought one day I'd understand it. And think about what they did to me. Oh, you got to have those notebooks. Two rooms full of little journals. The only one we rescued after they stole everything from my two offices in 2011. You know, they thought they planned this. They thought they got away with the perfect crime. The only notebook left, the only journal left. They're not notebooks. They're not scientific notebooks. You know, this is how the government twists the words. This is how the Whittemores committed the perfect crime and got out of federal prison, going to federal prison for committing misappropriation of federal funds. We know who you paid off, and it's going to get bigger and bigger. The only journal left has Mickey Mouse with a big heart on the cover. So if you don't think that's God,
you know, this is, it's been
from 1993, and it's my handwriting. We showed it to the FBI. Read the last chapter of Plague of Corruption. It's only 3 pages. It says, oh, maybe there's something else I should tell you. Gotcha. And it's, you know, and that's the dead man's trigger. And so Frank Rossetti, you know, as we all know by now, he saved everything. And you know, this is why there's a COVID-19. They hit the detonate switch. They got caught. And so.
Okay. You know, so tell me his version of the book is. So how does this writing process work? Is Kent interview you guys? You guys all write it and he kind of edits? Or, I mean, how's this go? And we're going into break. Gotta wait. Nobody can hear you.
Oh, you know, my God.
There we go. Well, I get complaints.
Cliffhanger.
I know. Because I can't control the volume on the other side. And good. It's like buttons and switches and stuff. We gotta wait. They can only hear me because I can go loud enough. We'll be right back with Dr. Judy and Kelly Gallagher in just a little bit.
There are basically two.
Yeah, I get on Telegram. They're going, well, I don't know why you're talking to me. I can't hear you anyway. You're just, it just goes gobbledygook because we don't have it high enough to go over them low enough. Stop it. You know, I can, you know, get it louder, but they go, at least I can hear you. Okay.
Yeah, you wanna... Right. No, I'll tell the process, but the process on the third book is very different from the first two. It evolves as we understand, how little people understand when we talk. It's not our intention.
No, but it's the intention of the government and the schools to not teach people enough to, you know, like quickly people don't understand.
Right.
And so, right? I mean, they just don't media. Teach civics. They don't teach science. They don't teach enough.
Right, and then they dumb you down 10 points of IQ with every shot.
And then take your oxygen away from you.
Correct.
Perfect storm.
It's not going to go well for us.
Perfect cytokine storm.
Right, cytokine storm. Just did a fabulous interview last week. Ernie, you might want to, I don't know if this guy will go on there, but I did a show for Jason Goodman, and I'll get you the name of the show, but he had a special guest on there, and I won't say his name because he was in glasses and a hat. But and he was trying. He said, "You know, you're my hero because you stand up there and show your face, you know. But I don't want to get killed." So he did some marvelous research to show what COVID-19 really is. And this, and I happened to be in Carlsbad, and Frank Rossetti happened to be in the room. And the night before, on Thursday night, I think it was 3 o'clock Friday, we did this, taped this show or did whatever. And I got the agenda for the show. And the agenda for the show, I was reading it out loud because we only have 3 chairs in our room. So I was sitting at the desk and Frank was watching the football game and another person was sitting there. And it said, "Dr. Judy, let's not discuss the V word. Here's what I want to talk about. Depletion of susceptibles, influenza burden versus P&I mortality, binodal outbreaks, cytokine storms, the blue death, Jeff T. and Anna Reed, the eradication of influenza globally." And I'm reading this out loud to Frank, and I said, "I only know one of those, cytokine storms. Oh, my God, I'm going to get killed. Frank, help me." You know, so we sat there and looked up every word of it because that's what he's good at. And you would not believe this show. It'll blow you away. What this man learned will blow you away. And so that, I had a book on my shelf about the great 1918 influenza by John M. Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. And I just said, hey, wait a minute, I got a book about that. And because all my science books are in Carlsbad and all our Bibles are in Ventura, where we live. We need God up here, and down there we just need science, whatever. So, at any rate,
who did it?
It's, the show was Jason Goodman, and I'll find out the name of the show. It's something like Truth Unveiled, but I've done his show before, and I did it last Friday. I mean, it was just, so what hooks Frank is science. So I didn't say, I'm like, oh my God, Frank, what the hell is the blue death? And then the young woman with cancer who sat there and said, well, you know, you get blue when you don't get oxygen to your tissues. So maybe, and Frank said, so maybe it's cyanosis. So, you know, we're watching the football game and this is our conversation. And I'm like, what the hell is cyanosis?
Okay. We're coming back. Let's talk about
it. Sign up to receive the latest about the Liberty Radio Network via our email updates at updates.lrn.fm. That's updates.lrn.fm.
Rhodes? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Hey, man, we're getting some work done in the Telegram, whatever, and having stuff. We got one of the activists goes, look, man, I got a school across from me. I need mass-deprived children of smiles, something. So I sent it to Derek, and Derek goes, boom, I'm on it. He cuts the laser out. He sends it to Rick. You get within a week, you're going to have a bunch of signs in the front in the school of,
They're going to say, stop cyanosis.
Right. I need another word. You know, we're talking about the book that Dr. Frank Rosetti. See, this is the one thing. I got to clear this up so people understand. Dr. Judy, for years, has been coming on the show and talking about Fauci, Rosetti. You know, Mikovits. You know, I'm going, well, which one's which? Who's the good guy? Who's the bad guy? How do we kind of deal? And that really the history, if I was to do this and I go on a show and I go, okay, Fauci, bad.
Bad.
They've been doing, you know, blah, 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 blah. So this one, she had been talking about him, and but I really need to be clear on what his position is, what the power is behind the organization that he represents in the government, because he's been there for freaking ever, and he's, you know, all buds with, you know, Gates, and he's the, you know, gatekeeper of and mechanism and the money and kind of, man, he's they, them, those.
Evil.
So then I'm going, okay, when Trump puts him up on the podium, I go, oh, he's screwed. Because I know all the stuff behind, you know, what Dr. Judy's been saying. And I think, you know, Trump does too. That's how he fires. You can't fire him until everybody knows why you fired him. You put him up there and you just keep a yammering, you know, and you're fired. Okay. So this is of interest. When you saw Trump putting him up on the podium, Dr. Judy, were you like, yay or nay? Did you realize what was going to happen or what?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I realized what was going to happen because we've seen this over and over again. Obama put him up on the podium. You know, Clinton put him up on the podium. If Reagan hadn't put him up on the podium, we'd ever have the 1986 National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act, which destroyed, you know, our children's and our parents' lives with the dangerous vaccines. You know, he's been on the podium since, you know, I literally walked in the door of Frank Rossetti's lab in 1983, and it was probably before that. I was just a kid and didn't know.
He's dangerous, and people don't realize why.
He's pure evil, but people don't realize why.
He's enrolling the celebrity, just like he did with Amfar. You know, they organized the AIDS, you know, awareness by enrolling celebrities like Elizabeth Taylor and Elton John and creating this whole hoorah and these gala events and these things that, you know, events that you didn't want to miss. Anybody, the who's who of everybody was there. Talk about Hollywood.
Right. And look now, at Stand Up to Cancer.
Now they're
Stand
doing
Up
it again.
To Cancer. Oh, we're standing up to cancer. Yeah, and yeah. Everybody's got it. And when my grandfather had it, nobody had it.
Right.
Get a clue. You caused it.
Exactly. And they're just raising money for more research for the bad guys to do more research. But Fauci, I mean, he's been evil a really long time.
Right. He's never been evil.
But
so
the concern now is he's doing the same thing. Now they're rallying Julia Roberts. They're rallying all these celebrities to, like, have Zoom calls with Fauci to, you know, win their hearts and minds. And that actually influences the entire country. That's the dangerous part right now.
Okay, I want to hear Donna finally. Exactly. Donna's got it up on Top of Freedom's Phoenix. Right, let me refresh and make sure it's
okay,
there.
Wait.
I want to make sure. There it is. Ending Plague, A Scholar's Obligation in the Age of Corruption. You can order it right freaking not later. Click on that. You know, it's on the archive for today also, but you go to Amazon. And when does the actual book come out and delivery, or if I can get it?
Early next spring.
Hardcover, April 6, 2021.
Correct.
All right.
Early next spring.
Dr. Francis W. Rossetti, Judy Mikovits, Kent Heckenlively. Is there any way they could stop or do or kill or, you know, or are we done? We're done. Here it comes.
Yeah, they can't stop it. It's all, you know, if people pre-order it, it'll happen as Plague of Corruption happened. Plague of Corruption was sold out by the pre-orders. So when I said at the beginning of the show, what can every individual do? I don't know what it is, $25. I wasn't smart enough with Plague of Corruption even to order my own book, and I didn't get one.
I got a case. I hammered the crap out of them.
All right, well, I only ordered one.
So I need this book too, Dr. Judy. Put in
yes,
the order.
Do.
I'll pay, you know, give me a link, kind of something. You know, the publishers.
We just ordered it on Amazon.
Yeah.
Done.
A case.
Yes, done.
Okay. I'm back for it. I got to go order.
I got a bunch of people. Like, you know, what am I going to do? Have them all, you know, share what, you know, of course, you know me, you know. It's online. I'll pirate the living snot out of it. We'll throw them a little bones here. You know, whatever.
Come on, so, pre-order. Come off. So
I'll give you six
bucks.
Months.
$29. Give me $29.
I'll give you 6 months. Then I'm gonna just take it. You know, this is what's Rossetti looking for? I mean, why? One of the motivations is money. I mean, is there like a bunch of money in doing these books that get popular?
I think we made less than 5 cents a copy each. You know, the authors split the money. And in fact, in the contract, Frank Rossetti said, I don't want any money. Judy Mikovits lost everything. You can have anything we make off any book.
Boom.
So, boom. And so what people don't realize, do you ask in the beginning, how does Kent do this? Yes, Kent is an attorney. So he interviews in the beginning, in the very beginning, he didn't know anything about the book Plague. He interviews me every day and he said, okay, what's day one in jail like? Okay, what happened in the July 22nd invitation only meeting? Okay, what happened with that 1984 AIDS paper? Okay, what happened, you know, how did Judy meet Frank? So he's an attorney, so he knows how to interrogate. And he interrogates everybody we name in the story so that he knows, you know, he knows absolutely the truth.
Yeah, I know. And I just got to say this. I go, Kent, thank you.
And then he's fabulous.
Yeah, you know, I have Kent come on the show and I go, I've been talking to Dr. Judy for a year. What does she say? and he sums it up in about 3 minutes and I'm going, thank God. I'm going, so you can enjoy reading these books from someone that's trying to, you know, make sure, yeah, translate,
yeah.
Make it, because Dr. Judy will go on, it's like talking to some military person about all the acronyms of everything. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Right. And he's a sixth grade science teacher, so he dumbed it down. Well, on the case against the mask, it's clear that Tony Fauci can't read sixth grade science, so he made it second grade science. And thank God for Ben Garrison, the cartoonist, who drew a picture about every chapter. So maybe if he can't read at all, he can at least understand the picture.
There you go. We need a picture.
Yeah, but didn't Fauci come out a long time ago and write a paper how masks were bad and didn't work?
Oh, yeah, it's quoted.
I don't give a crap
book.
What he says either way.
Yeah, but he already said it, so he's flip-flopping, just like John Kerry. Flip-flop.
He's always flip-flop.
He's a flip-flopper.
He's a tool.
Fauci flip-flops.
He's a tool of the man.
He's mid-level, you know, management.
Oh, that's one thing. Bill Gates, I just saw something, you know, some tweet or whatever the hell he put out here just the last couple of days of, yeah, we're looking forward to working with Biden. We're going to get everybody, and your children are ours, and we're going to get everybody. Yeah, here it comes. Here it comes.
Right.
Trump better get on it. He better fix this election thing, man. I'm just like, what the hell did we put him there for?
Right.
What the hell? Wait, America first? Well, I'm thinking, because I always ask that. I go, you know, make America great again. I'm going, one, I need to know what America is. And then what's your definition of great? A mushroom cloud? I mean, you know, you're talking
about,
that'll do it. You know, you got, you know, America Inc., America People, America Culture. What are you talking about? Well, the first thing is that the people buy for of thing needs to be accurate. This election thing, he's not doing that. Then what the hell good is he?
These commercials.
So this is, I know.
Did you sold out to the man?
I know. Yeah, it's just flooding in. We'll be right back. Dr. Judy Mikovits, Kelly Gallagher, in just a little bit. Ending Plague, A Scholar's Obligation in the Age of Corruption. You can get it on Amazon. Go to the top of Freeman's Phoenix or at the bottom of today's archive show right now.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world?
Yep. I agree.
I do.
I agree.
Me too. Well, so... Ernie, as you can imagine, from me talking to Kent for the better part of a decade and Kent taping every word of it, he deserves some kind of, I don't even know what, badass award.
We'll give him one this year. 2021, Dr. Zidrock's back on. We'll have to shine a light bulb.
Right.
Again.
And so he, so a lot of the material didn't end up in the first book. So in the second book, The Scientist at Sea, that happened on November 9th, 2011.
Wait. Scientist at Sea?
That's the first chapter in Plague of Corruption.
Okay.
And that's when we escaped being murdered.
But that happened
10 days before I was arrested. What did Plague open with? My arrest. Why wasn't that story in the book? Because we didn't understand it. We didn't have all the evidence to prove they came there to kill us. You know, enter Mike Hugo. And for the very short time, he was able to defend me. Gotcha. And Mike Hugo's in Plague of Corruption because we start understanding the corruption in vaccine court. Well, in Plague, Kent, Frank and I told a lot of the Gallo-Fauci stories to Kent. So he already has them on tape. Frank fully edited every word of Plague and really didn't participate in Plague of Corruption at all because, you know, he had nothing to do with the corruption. He wasn't living it. He didn't witness it. So, but in the first book and in the second book, there's a lot of Frank Rossetti and Kent already has it on tape. So on the third book, Frank.
I hope they're in a vault. I hope that's in a vault.
Oh, yeah. There's
okay, wait. Don't break your train. In the third book, what?
In the third book, Frank is writing his story. Frank's not like me. Frank's good at writing. Mm-hmm. And Frank's been thinking about this book for 30 years.
Wow.
Every day I've worked for him, he said, I'm going to write the book someday. But he couldn't do it until. You know, until it's a gotcha, and we were working, and we were trying to cure people.
Gotcha!
So now we all know the last decade is the big gotcha. So you know, so he's writing it, and he's already written. He's got quotes just like Kent does in the chapters of you know, every chapter has a quote, mm-hmm. and Frank is really, you know, the genius. I have absolutely no
all
skills.
Right, you and Kelly talk for a minute. I gotta go to the bathroom. Entertain people.
Entertain each other.
Okay.
Oh my
God.
So
I have absolutely no skill set to write books, but I talk. And I just tell Kent, and Kent writes it down. And then Kent, on my chapters, Kent writes it from what I've said. And then he turns it into sixth grade or second grade science, depending on what he needs. And then we tell the funny stories. Because there are an awful lot of funny stories for my badass.
Your stories are awesome, man.
And Frank doesn't want to tell him because he said, hey, it makes you look bad. And I'm like, hey, I don't care what I look like, Frank. You know, you can call me ugly, but I'm still right.
I tell you what, those Whitmores, I know who got you arrested. Those Whitmore people, man.
Oh, yeah. And it went straight to Harry Reid.
Oh, yeah.
And they're pure evil. And he, the Senate Majority Leader. Oh, and they had all his crimes. And, the mafia.
Your program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
And Dr. Judy Mikovits and Kelly Gallagher and Love Bus. The bus. Oh, that's
the
one
love
thing.
Love Liberty Bus.
All right, Dr. Judy, this is what happened. It was last December, you know, a friend of ours that, you know, patrons to like all causes good and holy, you know, has, and that's one of their things. You know, there's a lot of people like this, you know, I mean, not enough, but, you know, that are, you know, where do we got all this wealth, but. You know, now what?
If we don't have freedom, we don't.
I know.
It doesn't matter.
They're coming after me, man. You know, we got to. So they, you know, support good causes. And that's how I was introduced to you. They said, you got to talk to Judy. With 10 minutes into the conversation, we're already planning. 10 days later, we do the first vaccine education summit. I go, push the button again. We're doing this right freaking now. We didn't have everything as ready as we hoped, but we got
it. Whatever. You got it done.
We got all these people together.
Done.
It was done. It was done. It came out good. Art. We're good. And then you have the Love Bus concept. We knew this is before all the COVID stuff.
Right.
This is like, you know, right. It happened like
December of last year
when we met. So it was like constant. You guys probably started talking about November or something.
Right.
Yeah. We need to get Ernie Donna up here. We just do it.
Yeah.
Here's a first class Delta man, but just get your ass up
here
for a few days and we'll do it. All right, man. You know, we're there. So we come up and it freaking snowed. So just like it is now, damn it. But it was really beautiful. So I go, okay. So we go up. And we'd already been talking about this like October. Don and I just linked. Because as soon as you guys said, I go, on the road? No, I ain't flying around anymore and all this crap. We're going on the road. We're going to get us the next morning, Jay, a friend of mine from New York, goes, hey, you know, you were saying you were interested, and here it is. It got right here.
Bus.
Bob happened to be back there. They went and looked at it, said, yep, this is the one that I go, all right, boom, done. That's how it happened. It was just, you know, you pushed it. I warned you. I told you guys. I go, now be careful. You push the early button, crap happens, you know. go ahead, push it, push it. Boom. And now we're on and perfect. They go, Ernie, you picked the worst time. I go, Did I?
I don't think so.
I got Ending Plague book coming out, and did I? And then we have, you know, Plandemic came out. This was, you know, so tell us you know, well, this is a little Kelly thing. Kelly, you know, we got only a few minutes.
This is
so,
a God thing.
Yeah, just give me the 90-second thing of how Plandemic and Dr. Judy and you got all those guys together.
Okay, well, Dr. Lori had been talking to me for probably a year. We've been
put your mic up a little.
We've
more.
Been conspiring about how to get Dr. Judy with Mickey, and so, you know, Lori would call
the
me.
Filmmaker.
And, yeah, and so and I'd known Mickey for about 15 years. I won the Elevate Film Festival in like 2007, so I knew all the players, and Dr. Lori is a little bit like my cosmic handler. She called me in I think it was May or April. She says, it finally happened. We got Dr. Judy and Mickey interviewed Dr. Judy. We need money. And I just happened to be standing in the right place at the right time.
Yeah,
I was in Panama, and like one thing led to the next, and they were going to fund something else. And I said, no, stop, no. We have to do this. And I just knew in my heart, because the other things were kind of that this was it. We had to get rock this story to save the health care.
Okay,
and so
tell me, Dr. Dufresne, we're running out of time. They contact you. You know the people involved. It's got a little bit of fun and everything. Mickey talks to you, and was he, oh my goodness, blown away of we got him? What the heck? What was his response?
Well, when we first talked, he was a little too busy. And Lori kind of kept, you know, because he didn't really understand it, and I didn't tell it very well. And then you know, then we had the, you know, plague of corruption. We had it in press. It was in press November of last year. So of 2019. And so we had been talking, you know, 6 months earlier. Maybe even a year earlier before we, not quite a year earlier, because my mom died January of 2019 and I didn't do much before in 18. So it had to have been after that when I met and we went to these meetings. So at any rate, she's a bulldog, and she just kept saying, you got to do this. And so we sat down and we had like a 6-hour conversation. And at the end of it, both of us were crying, and he just went off with his, you know, genius and found, you know, the thing that meant the most to me, that last sign in HIV AIDS of silence equals death, because that's where I feel we are now. Silence equals death. And he got it, and he took off. And I didn't even know about the money. I didn't know about Kelly. I didn't know about others. I didn't have any idea. I just, you know, at the time, it's like Dr. Lori says, go there. I just show up. And so,
well, hell, you know, I think I found out about it from Dr. Judy.
Well, we wanted to get it so that we could give it out for free. And so the blessing was that we had angels that allowed us to take that money, spend it on this movie, give it out to the people.
Kelly and I have had this conversation before.
Yeah.
But how do you fund? Right. I go,
you got to get, somebody's got to pay.
Yeah. You know, Plandemic the lunchbox.
I do everything for me, kind of. I do everything for free.
I do too.
You know me, because it's like, you know, my whole thing is educate people.
You work
if
for
I
God.
Wanted to do what I wanted to do, I'd just sit here with my retired husband and drive around the country.
This is a point when we talked about, you know, oh, Ernie, everybody get your whiskey ready. IPFS. When we talked about, you know, being able to save the data and this kind of stuff, you know, it's not about money. And that's why it wouldn't get developed, because they couldn't figure out how to monetize it the way that they wanted. And I go, when you stop worrying about that and the good that you can do in human, there is support for that. This is the point that I was trying to make to Kelly a year ago. I'm going, look, I'm telling you, it will come from the freaking mana from heaven if you go with the right heart into this thing and just do it. Because and who's a better example than Dr. Judy Mikovits for all these years?
Right. You're right. I told you so. I heard it. I got it, Ernie.
I'm not trying to convince you. I'm trying to convince everybody else.
No, but I'm convinced. Just using you as an example. And I've transformed.
Well, I think
I'm healed.
I think the 1 billion people that saw Plandemic, and more importantly, Plandemic Indoctrination with David Martin. I love it when Mickey Willis says, yeah, Judy's rough around the edges, but David Martin was not, and he just nailed it. So it's like, good, my job is done. I can go drive around the country and hang out with my husband. And you know, so it's
David, right? His name's David.
Yeah, David.
Yeah, no, David's getting these get props.
David's a rock star.
Yeah, I haven't got to meet David. I want to meet David. When we come back, you know, man, on this trip, we're going to be, you know, hightailing it, getting to Phoenix. But I want to meet David. David's the guy.
We're on our way to Santa Cruz next. We'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for a little book tour here. So if you can get to Santa Cruz, I know you're close.
David. Yeah, you the man. I wonder, does he get entertainment? Does he get to watch
not,
this?
If not, can't they just come to, like, your cool place that you actually live at? Because that's a pretty cool area, too.
You know, what happened was, well, we don't have the home anymore.
They have a place. I'm not going to say where on the radio, but, like, where they are. She got
I don't
a little
know, might
club.
As well. They always say where they go eat
I
every
know,
freaking day.
I know, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be the one.
We eat really good.
And you have
it's cool, obvious,
and
too.
You have I like your yacht club.
Exactly. We've got our yacht club. We've got the Ventura Harbor. Doesn't matter. Everybody knows that yacht club is front and center in our book. Always has been. Poor Boys Yacht Club, PBYC.
I know. What's amazing is how many people, they go, she's just because you, like, helped at the yacht club serving friend. She's a bartender. She's a
low level. Everybody's a bartender at that yacht club.
Right. You know?
Exactly. It's a volunteer yacht club.
It's amazing what they've been doing. You know, it's like, You know, there's a documentary, there's a movie, there's I mean, who would play Dr. Judy Mikovits? Meryl Streep or something? I mean, you know, there's a movie about making the movies, making the books, making this whole thing. There's a movie in here.
Oh,
you know?
There is a movie, and I think it's getting made, isn't it?
Yeah, who's going to be the rock star?
Yes, it is. Yes, I don't know.
Wait. More news. There's a movie being made, Dr. Judy?
Absolutely. There are several movies being made.
Yeah, she got another documentary and a feature film. And
feature film. Feature. You know, and they gotta, they'll come in, to, you know, there's going to be somebody bitching up, you know, because that's their job. You know, so you got to be careful, navigate the woods and whatever.
Don't worry. She's got angels.
It is. You know, that's, yes, she does. On her shoulders.
Yeah.
This is, and I'm glad to have been part of it and be able to recognize it. You know, I had no idea that, I kind of do. I mean, this stuff, there's few people that I have on as regularly as Dr. Judy. And the reason was I understood that we needed to keep her, if you're going to be on the list, be on top of the list, it's safer there. I just try to keep her alive, you know?
Exactly.
So now it's, I think now she's just like a friend of the show and just be friendly and take my phone call. I'm like, thank you, Dr. Judy. All right, we'll go do a couple more minutes before we got to go because I got to get this edited enough. Everybody's screaming already.
I got a 9 o'clock, so I got to go.
All right, hold on. We'll just say goodbye here because I can't hear over the music anyway. But, movies, you know, you got to share these things with me. I think you said something about it before, but, you know.
I think I'm not allowed to say too much, so I love the way Kelly did it. It's better out of – Frank Frassetti always said it's better if somebody else says it, Judy. So that's why Dr.
Judy. I let that cat out of the bag.
Yeah. It's like, hey, I'm not the only one talking. I just happen to be the roughest around the edges and the stupidest enough to stand up there. We call me Wacka Judy. Just, you know, that whack-a-mole game. When are you going to pop up again?
You know, we need to do another vaccine education summit, but I don't want to do it until they get this travel thing done without masks. I mean, you know, it may be a year or two. I don't care because I'm not playing that game, you know.
Me either.
And so we'll work on doing another one. We'll get all the guys in because we'll do it up. But hey, thanks for, I let you get your thing. You know, thanks. It was cool for Kelly being.
Yeah, it was great. Was great surprise, Kelly.
Awesome.
I know we had 2 hours with her.
I'm going to like all the smiling faces, all the nice, happy, we're laughing at it. You know, the most important thing about this whole election fraud is everybody's like down in the dump. It's like, no. Cheer up. You know, get out there. We won. We're going to win again. Whatever it is, we're going to keep our freedom. We're not giving up our freedom. We don't care. We're not going to. And for us, it's the process as well. If you can destroy that process, well, then forget it. You know, we'll all be on the road, but we're going to keep our freedom and we're a community and we're going to take care of each other.
I'm glad to be part of it and have such quality friends and, you know, supporters and be a supporter for a lot of, we're doing the right thing in the right way. And regardless of what happens to any one of us, we chose wisely.
Right, exactly.
Hey, thanks a lot, Dr. Judy. It's a pleasure. Thanks, I love you. It's a pleasure talking to you. I'm glad things are going well. And tell David, Rockstar David. It's all David.
Love you.
David. Love you too, honey. Talk soon.
Bye.
Right. Bye. Bye.